Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 134, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace. Amen. Sing thy praise, O God, wherever thy name is known, by every deed thy hand hath wrought, thy righteousness is shown. And what follows, Psalter 134, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Micah, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 1st verse, through the 7th verse of chapter 5. Micah 4 and the 1st 7 verses of chapter 5. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it, and many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. A nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall set every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. And that day, as saith the Lord, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion, from henceforth, even forever. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. And now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. And now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, and neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. For I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. And now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men. And they shall waste the land of Assyria with a sword, and the land of Nimrod and the entrances thereof. Thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land, and when he treadeth within our borders. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people, as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass, that tarrieth not for man, and nor waiteth for the sons of men. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember Mr. Hank Van Harten, who remains in the Calgary Hospital. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, that it is thy good, thy merciful hand that has brought us hitherto. Then thou wast spared, then thou wast cared, then thou hast provided, thou hast protected, and thou wast kept. Then thou wast brought us to the last day of another week, which is quickly run its course, and where we are coming closer to the end of another year. It all preaches unto us that we have no continuing city. Moses, the man of God, has declared that we fly away. Then thou wast not dealt as we deserve, and now thou wast brought us to this special day, where our forefathers thought it was fitting and profitable to set a special day apart, where in a special way we may remember and commemorate the birth of thy dear Son in the flesh, in the stable of Bethlehem, and that he was laid in a manger. Then there were those amongst us in the past year when we have remembered that special event, that were still with us in the land of the living, But where thou wast sent the angel of death and ushered them into that never-ending eternity. And then as we come closer to the end of another year, Lord, wilt thou remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. We're on those special days. Oh, it does not exclude the other days. But on those special days, then those empty places, they are experienced in special ways, in the home, in the lives, and in the hearts. Ah, wilt thou remember, and do uphold them, do comfort them, and above all, that the callings may be sanctified. Oh, teach us all to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom's ways. And now the 4 weeks of Advent, they have come to an end. And then thou knowest most perfectly how it has been in those weeks, whether there have been those exercises by thy Spirit, by the first time and by renewal, whether there has been a missing, whether there has been a seeking, a desiring, an expecting people, oh, whether there have been souls in those weeks that may have been encouraged and looking forward to this day and with an earnest prayer, oh, looking up unto thee, that they may be given to behold by an eye of faith that precious child that has assumed our human nature, where thy Son remained what he was, and that was truly God, and where he has become what he was not, where he has assumed that human nature. Oh, thy precious gift, where thou hast declared in thy holy word that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ah, Lord, may it then please thee in this day, in this morning hour, for those desiring souls, the prophet of old has declared, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. O souls that have learned more and more what sinners they are, what sinners they remain, sinners that have tried so hard to save themselves, to be reconciled. O sinners that cannot deny that they have received special tokens of thy love, but guilty sinners still, Lord, may it then be granted through the preaching of the everlasting gospel that in this hour, by an eye of faith, that they may be given to glance into the manger, and that not only for the first time, but also for thy children, that by renewal, and that they may be given to behold him, who is fairer than the children of men. A grace is poured out upon his lips, and therefore God hath blessed him forever. Oh, may there be souls that may be given to behold their Emmanuel, a God with us, as the way to the Father. Oh, by an eye of faith, to be given to behold the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who was willing to humble himself so low that he was born in that dark stable and laid in the manger of Bethlehem. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that by nature, the same as it was in the town of Bethlehem, that there was room for everything and room for everyone, but there was not room for thee and not room for thy dear Son. And, Lord, that is our picture by nature. Then we humbly ask thee that thy word may be blessed and that many may be discovered to their loss, their terrible and awful condition without God, without Christ, without hope in this world, and if not converted, forever without hope in the world to come. But then we have heard of precious things out of thy holy word, and that only through thy beloved Son, that there would be a people that would flow to Mount Zion, that they would be given to ask of thy ways and to walk in thy ways. Lord, do bless thy holy word in these dark and solemn times, where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth, but there is still a church to be gathered. May it take place in this hour in the hearts of young and old, that they may be given to see what they miss, but also what they need and what that may be proclaimed, to be filled with the holy jealousy. The prophet of old has said, that thy name shall be called Wonderful, Wonder-Doing God. Wilt thou then perform those wonders in this hour? Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Then in the New Testament church with thy birth, then by the inspiration of thy Spirit, then thou hast recorded wonderful things, which thou hast given as such a precious gift to the children of men, that they may be given to seek and to find thee. And, Lord, thou knowest through our deep fallen Adam how dead and how hard that we are, harder than another millstone, that hell does not make us afraid, and that hell does not draw us, and that even with the proclamation of thy dear Son born in Bethlehem stable, that it shall leave us cold. But to that end, may it please thee to come down with thy Spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood, and do a great work in the midst of us and our dear children. Lord, then many in this day, then they cannot go up to thy house. There are those that are bound to their homes. There are those in hospitals. There are those that have difficulties of the body. But, Lord, wilt thou also remember them? Then we commend unto thee the father in the hospital, where they have begun new treatments. And, Lord, then we may humbly ask thee, if it may be according to thy will, that those means may be blessed. Then hitherto thou wast spared the brittle thread of his life. May it be for the purpose of all purposes, and that is for the saving of a soul. Remember and uphold also his dear wife. Remember the family circle. Remember all those that are under the physician's care. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember the crosses. I remember the burdens. Lord, do remember our elderly ones. When once more in the evening of their life, they may remember the birth of thy dear son. Oh, they have heard it so many times, and ah, Lord, when they are still unconverted, may it please thee that the message of thereof, that it may break their stony heart, that they may be given to fall before thee, confessing that they have spent all their life seeking it in the things of the world, rejecting the gospel, rejecting thy dear son, but oh, yet begging for mercy, ah, Lord, wilt thou so remember young and old? And now we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. May in this morning hour that new light may fall in that manger. Oh, to be given to declare, and who is sufficient unto these things? Then the Queen of Sheba of old has testified that the half was not told unto her. But, Lord, wilt thou anoint us with fresh oil from above? Wilt thou open thy precious word? Grant may there be milk for the little ones, and stronger meat for those that have been led a little further, and a heart full of love for the unconverted. Wilt thou so be mindful of us? Oh, do look down upon us in mercy, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom, and for the glory of thy great, thy worthy, and triune name. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. A Psalter 425, the first three stanzas. My mouth shall sing for thy tender mercies, Lord. To every age will I thy faithfulness record. And what follows? The collection today is for the Calvin Christian School. Psalter 422, the first three stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Micah 5, the second verse. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Our text words speak of the wonder of Bethlehem Ephratah. Four thoughts. In the first place, the cry for Bethlehem Ephratah. Secondly, the exalting of Bethlehem Ephratah. Thirdly, the ruler in Bethlehem Ephratah. And fourthly, the blessing of Bethlehem Ephratah. The wonder of Bethlehem Ephratah. The cry, the exalting, the ruler, and the blessing. Thus first, the cry for Bethlehem Ephratah. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted in his great mercy that by renewal, that we may remember and commemorate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in that dark stable in Bethlehem. He was laid in a manger. And that is because of the but in our text. In our deep fallen Adam, then we have broken the covenant of works. We have fallen under a threefold death. But then for an Adam and an Eve, there was a but in that mother promise. And now in our text words, the prophet Micah, he may speak so richly of those matters. We read in the first chapter, the first verse, that he has prophesied during the reigns of the kings of Judah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Those kings have reigned from the year 756 to the year 698. Thus, that was the time when the 10 tribes were taken into captivity in the year 722. And that was the time when the Assyrian army has appeared before Jerusalem and laid siege to it. The prophet Micah means, who was like unto Jehovah, and that the prophet Micah was richly given to declare, who is as Jehovah, who was as the Lord, that triune God, and that has sent his dear Son upon this world, as a gift of the Father, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but of everlasting life. Then in verse 1, before our text, then it speaks of the enemies that have come up to Jerusalem to destroy it and to take it into captivity. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, then in the midst of distressing circumstances, then the prophet was given to declare, that the Lord reigneth, and that there is mercy. Oh, in chapter 7, who was like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity and forgiveth transgression. And now we have read also chapter 4, and then precious promises for his church, but also the life of God's people unfolded and declared for an Advent message. Oh, in verse 1 then we read, but in the last days, then the prophet was given to speak concerning the captivity that the children of Israel would be in, of Judah in Babylon, but that in the last days that there would be deliverance, but in the prophecies also in our prophet, then he is given to declare of richer things. Then he is given to speak of the time of the New Testament, because we read in our text, by thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, and then we read that there would come a time concerning the mountain of the Lord, that it shall be established, it shall be exalted, and people shall flow unto it. Then the prophet is given to speak of the reign of King Messiah, closely connected to our text, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, then he is given to speak of that ruler who would come forth, and many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. Congregation, how has it now been? In the time of Advent, when it may be declared the exercises of the church concerning, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, out of thee shall come that ruler. Oh, have there been those exercises, that need, that missing, that seeking? Has there been those encouragements? The prophet of old, Isaiah 26, verse 9, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. Has there now been a little expectation? Oh, in this week and in this morning, have there come souls up to his house, that have begged of the Lord? But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, oh, with their guilt and with their sins, with their riddles and with their perplexities, that they may be brought to that manger, and that they may be given to behold the fairest of the children of men. Ah, them the prophet before our text, then that people has been declared, and he will teach us of his ways. Ah, when the Lord works, then the Spirit teaches us the Lord, but also who we are, but also what he need. And as a proof of that work of the Lord, as a proof of that love shed abroad in the heart, as a fruit of our text, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, and we will walk in the paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Oh, then in verse 4, there is spoken of that rest that remaineth for the people of God. And where must that rest now be found? Oh, it is true, when the Lord works, when the Lord converts, when the Lord teaches, when the Lord leads, when the Lord takes us by heart and by hand, when the Lord grants those exercises, when the Lord speaks, when the Lord drops a promise into the soul, can be with a smaller still voice, or by power and by authority, then they may receive a little rest and to taste of the good things of the Lord. But now that people, all with their guilt and with their sins, then it can be such a restless people. And for that people, our text all receives a special meaning. But, they have learned from their side, helpless and hopeless. And then further, in verse 5, then the gratitude becomes evident, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and forever. And then further, then that people is described, where that text there comes a true, a deep and a profound need. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, for that people, for souls that cannot deny what the Lord has done, that they have tasted of the good things of the Lord. They have received those special graces of faith, hope, and love. But with their guilt and with their sins, and what a riddles there can be. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, that has a special meaning. It is a message for each and every one, young and old, in our text. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, then a way may be declared outside of us, a way may be declared that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. Has the angel not said unto the shepherd that he has brought good tidings, which shall be to all people, that is for each and every one in our text? But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, then there is a way declared that young and old may be saved from their sins, and that they may be reconciled with the Lord. But now the prophet, he has declared the heart of that people in a special way. May be a few such souls in my midst, that says, that is now my picture. With everything that I have heard, with everything that I have experienced. And then the prophet says, in that day saith the Lord, will I assemble her that halteth? No, then it is not a halting upon two opinions. That people has made that good choice. They have set their face Zionward. They are taught by the Spirit of God. They are given to walk in His ways. It is true they have to lament that they fail in so many ways. Their sins are great and manifold. But when the prophet is given to declare a halting people, that is a people between hope and fear. They are afraid that there can be deceit in their heart. They are given to cry unto the Lord. They are such a strange people. The one time they may and they must believe, and then they are given to believe that they belong to that people. But there can be so many riddles. They have chosen the Lord for their ruler. They have chosen the Lord for His portion. A desire to remain at the feet of the Lord till He may speak. But there can be so many questions. He that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out. When they come to Zion, then they hear the law read, and the law condemns them. And then the justice of God requires a perfect obedience for that people. Then it is written in our text, but thou, that people is declared, and that is not by the first time only. It is true that the exercises are different in the beginning, when the Lord begins for that seeking people and for the souls that have been led further. But do we not read in the Word of God that the Lord leads His people in ways that they know not? Each time He brings them into trials, He chastises them for their backsliding. That by renewal, that our text, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, thus her that is driven out, and heard that I have afflicted. The Lord afflicts his people in love, that they may be more at the throne of grace, that they more may resemble that dove in the Song of Solomon, 2:14, that more our text may receive value, but thou, in those words, but thou, then everything is excluded from man. What a lesson for the soul to learn, how much they have to unlearn, and how much they have to relearn. And then we read it in verse 9, for those souls to make room for our text. And now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Oh, are there such souls yet with a cry, with that vehement desire on this day, concerning the manger of Bethlehem, concerning the Christ child? But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, and then the prophet is given to us, those souls. And now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Oh, souls, tell me then, that may be exercised with the things of the Lord, and exercised, the church learns, that even on those special days, that without the Lord there is nothing but darkness, even to get their thoughts focused aright, it must all come from above. But what a privilege and what a blessing it is when there may be those crying souls that may sit in the house of God. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, that may be given to beg and say, Oh Lord, may that but thou be for me, because I have deserved nothing but to be cast away from thy presence, that thou would never take notice of me no more. But thou, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, and then the prophet says, to those souls, but why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee, O souls? Tell me then, hast thou not chosen the Lord for thy portion? Hast thou not made that good choice? Has his word now become thy guide? Is it not desire to walk in his ways? Oh, if possible, to never grieve the Lord no more. Oh, young and old, let me ask you, who is our king? In whose laws do we walk? And then further, is thy counselor perished? Oh, with the Lord's work, does the Lord then not teach his people here a little and there a little? Oh, lessons that they have never learned before, when God's word may be opened. Thus, souls, why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in thee? Oh, take notice, it does not say, is there no king, but is there no king in thee? By the power of the king, by the work of the Holy Spirit, then we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. As I read in 1 Corinthians 5:17, that does not mean that people has a knowledge thereof. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, thus then we hear, young and old, the cry for Bethlehem's manger. Young and old, how is it now? How have we come up to God's house, boys and girls? What were our thoughts in this morning, and young people, and middle-aged and older ones? How has it been in these Advent weeks? When we look in the world, it is dark, solemn and serious, the enmity against Bethlehem Ephrathah, against that child, against the king that sits at the right hand of the Father. The enmity is greatly increasing. No room for the king, no room for his word, and no room for the church. But our text, that ruler in Bethlehem Ephrathah, then it is declared that he still reigns. But young and old, let me ask you, how is it with your sins? The year is quickly going by, few more days, and it shall have run its course. The Lord is taken out of our midst. Two of our oldest members and a young daughter in this week in the congregation of Norwich, a young man of 23 years they have found unresponsive in eternity, brought to the grave. We are still in the day of grace, but how is it now with the sins of the past year? Are they still in all? Are they all in our account? Oh, a need for Bethlehem Ephrathah. Our second thought, the exalting of Bethlehem Ephrathah. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, thus then it is implied that that city, a little town, about 10 kilometers south of Jerusalem, that it was a very small city, not recognized so much, not noticed by the world, for the true remnant still had a place, had a name. But we read in our text, but thou, a Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah. When we read of the thousands of Judah, there were many cities, little towns in Judah. We also many times read in the books of the Old Testament that there was order and that the armies were divided, separated in their 50s with their leaders, hundreds and thousands. And now among those thousands, because Bethlehem was so small, that there were not so many found. Thus Bethlehem Ephrathah, a little among the thousands of Judah, and yet it is pleased the sovereignty of the Lord that he has chosen that little town, that it may have a name throughout all generations. And so it is also in the church. In 1 Corinthians 1, the verses 27 and 28. Then we read that the Lord has chosen the foolish, the weak, the despised things of the world, that his name may be glorified, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah. Oh, then in the Old Testament, then there was a foreshadowment of things that would take place in the New Testament. We already read in Genesis 35, when Jacob with his Rachel, when they have come to Ephrathah, that Rachel has brought forth Benjamin, and then she was on her deathbed, then she has said, call him Benoni, a son of sorrows. But then Jacob said, no, Benjamin, the son of my right hand, a foreshadowment of the things that would take place. Oh, think of Ruth. Then Nehemiah has returned. She has said, call me Mara, because the Lord has dealt bitterly with me. But then also in the book of Ruth, all on the fields of Ephrathah, what precious things have taken place, and Obed has been born, which means to serve. Oh, think of 1 Samuel 16. There Samuel has come to the household of Jesse to anoint a king over Judah. Then 7 sons have passed by, but the Lord has not chosen one. Are there more? There is yet the youngest, taking care of the sheep. Verse 12, arise, anoint them, for this is he. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, then with the birth of Christ, then we read of Caesar Augustus, who was reigned from the year 27 before the birth of Christ to 14 years after, built bridges, built roads. He has even boasted he found the dominion of Rome of stone, and he has left it in marble. But thou, O Bethlehem Ephratah, undoubtedly, as Caesar Augustus did not even know that that little city of Bethlehem, a little town, even existed. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. Is that not a comfort in our days for us and our children, the high ones of the earth? How rarely do we hear it, that they reckon with the Lord, with his word, with his people, because they read in Zechariah 2 verse 8, he that touches you toucheth the apple of my eye. And many reasons to fear the judgments of the Lord. They are hanging, hovering so low over us. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, then also on this day, when we may consider the wonderful leadings of the Lord, also what has taken place in the palace of Rome, Caesar Augustus, and with the high ones of the earth know, then they were not concerned that Christ would be born, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, know. Then he was seeking his honor, his riches, that the people under his dominion, that they would be taxed, that they would be enrolled. Thus not a thought about God and about the coming of his kingdom and concerning the salvation of the church. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, the Lord fulfills all his counsel, because in that despised Nazareth, there was a Joseph and a Mary. The Holy Ghost has come upon her. And also in the New Testament, very evident when we read in Matthew 2 that the wise men have inquired where Christ would be born. And then our text words are mentioned. And in John 7 verse 42, when the Jewish people, when they were discussing whether Christ was the promised Messiah in Galilee, then they have stated that he would be born in Bethlehem. Thus, but thou, Bethlehem Judah, then we see that the counsel of the Lord shall stand throughout all generations. Oh, that even in the palace of Rome, that the Lord has fulfilled what I read in Proverbs 21 verse 1, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as rivers of waters. He turneth it whithersoever he wilt. Ah, for a Joseph and a Mary, what a riddles and what a troubles. How they must have cried unto the Lord. They were given the grace to wait upon the Lord, because the promised Messiah, he must be born in Bethlehem, and they were living in that despised Nazareth. Maybe a few souls with such riddles that they cannot unriddle, at times that they are at their wits' end. Ah, that they come to the conclusion, and now we have the proof that the Lord has never begun that good work, because it seems to be going all wrong and so different. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, that in our text it is declared that the Lord shall take care of his own work. Then the Lord, he has inclined the heart of Caesar to make that rule, to make that decree, that all the world must be taxed, that in the land of Canaan, each must go to the land, to the city of their forefathers. And so it is brought about. Oh, what it must have been for a Joseph and a Mary when the tiding has been received. Ah, then they have set their face to Bethlehem. Ah, then there were the valleys of despair. There were the mountains of difficulty. Oh, undoubtedly there were times when they have received a faint glimpse. Ah, that is not strange. So it is in the church of God where the Lord has begun. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, then we receive those exercises. Oh, do we not read in Psalm 83 of the hidden ones in the church that lie so secluded, that of many riddles, that of many perplexities? But now we see the counsel of the Lord. Oh, that a Joseph and a Mary, that they shall be brought to Bethlehem. But thou, Bethlehem, Judah, our third thought, the ruler in Bethlehem, Ephrathah, let us first sing. A Psalter 50, the stanzas 2 and 3. All kindreds of the nations to Christ the Lord shall turn. Though earth's remotest regions, his altar fire shall burn. And what follows Psalter 50, the stanzas 2 and 3. the wonder of Bethlehem Ephrathah, the cry, the exalting, and now thirdly, the ruler in Bethlehem Ephrathah. Because we read, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel. That is for distressed people, because in verse 1, then we read, now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops, he hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. There are different thoughts unto whom those words are spoken to, whether unto the small troop that is left yet in a besieged city, or whether to the enemy. Nevertheless, it is clear that it speaks of a besieged city, and that people of Israel and that people of Judah, that they have no strength. When we think of Isaiah 36 and 37, when King Sennacherib has come up against Jerusalem, when Rabshakeh has mocked the God of Israel, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. Then it is declared in this text what has taken place with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it is true. He has come upon this earth as a little child, in deep humiliation, born in a dark stable, and laid in a manger. Oh, what a message that is for the children of men, if we think of it. If we now have a people, a nation, that has rebelled against their lawful king, a king that has given good and just laws, a king that has provided precious blessings, abundantly provided. And when such a people, when they would openly rebel against the king, send letters unto the king that they would no longer be under his dominion, that they would no longer obey his laws, maybe even mock the king. And now if that king would now send an army of soldiers to come to destroy that people. We have the resemblance thereof in Matthew 21 of that householder that had a vineyard and that lent it unto servants. And then that householder has sent his servants to receive the fruit, but they were mocked, they were killed, and at the end he has sent a son. But if such a king would now send, such a king had now received the natural life, received the son, first and only child, and for that people, that he would send his little child to give that child into their hands. What a message that would be for that rebellious people and nation. That would have a very special message. And that is what the Father has now done. Upon this world where we have transgressed and rebelled in paradise, and where we and our children continue to do so, and now instead of sending fire and brimstone upon the children of men, us and our children to consume us, send our souls to hell. Now it may be declared in this day, but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, then the Lord is declaring that he has sent his only begotten Son, whom he loves, into this sinful world under such humble circumstances, then surely, congregation, that is very something special and remarkable to say unto us. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, and out of thee he shall be a ruler in Israel. That speaks of his kingship. He was born as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, shall have dominion from the rivers to the ends of the earth. That King, he shall gather his church. That King, he shall take care of his people. He shall lead. He shall guide them. That King, he shall continue to execute his Father's decree to be a ruler unto thee in Israel. And now the question, what does it now mean to us? But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, what does that little child born such humble circumstances, what does it mean to us when we still have to say, what must they do with Jesus? That's what Pontius Pilate has said. What must they do with that child? Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, bow your knees. Tell the Lord how it is that you still want to be your own ruler and not to give yourself over to become a humble subject of that child. Oh, he was born king. The wise men, they have seen something of that kingship and ask for the work of the Spirit. Use the means of grace. Beg the Lord to be ruler. Oh, it is true. In Isaiah 53, verse 5, no form and no beauty that we should desire him, but to be a ruler in Israel shall become evident in the great day of judgment. But now, our forethought, the blessing of Bethlehem Ephratah, because we read very special words in our text, and those words are, as shall he come forth unto me. Thus that coming forth, Christ coming into the world, does not in the first place say for the church and for his people, but it says, come forth unto me. That is similar with what Abram has said to Isaac when in Genesis 22, verse 7, Father, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And then Abram has said, my son, the Lord will provide himself a burnt offering. Thus that burnt offering in the first place, that was for the Lord. And now in our text, but thou Bethlehem Ephratah, shall he come forth unto me. Thus first the Son would assume our human nature and be laid in that manger for me, for the Father. In the first place, for the glorification of all his attributes. And therein lies declared the salvation for the church. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, thus in our text, there the priestly office. Oh, we have heard it in verse 9. Now why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? Ah, the Lord has a people. That those are not strange matters. Those are matters they cannot and they may not deny, although it can be oftentimes as such a fear of man. But now with that people, but thou Bethlehem Ephratah, that in our text it may be declared that he is not only a ruler, that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, a people that have experienced his care, his protection, that have made that good choice, that they are given to follow him in sown and unsown ways. Ah, they have received that counselor, that is the Holy Spirit, that goeth forth from the Father and from the Son, as the prophet Isaiah now declared in chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Thus that people, those 2 points, that is not a strange matter, but what is now the difficulty? What is now the concern? Why do they now walk so burdened over the earth? That is with their sins. Because this King, he is so righteous, he is so holy, he is so perfect. And to that end, their sins. But now in our text, for a people burdened with their sins, burdened with that separation. Oh, that crying people, that in our text words it may be declared concerning that manger of Bethlehem. Oh, not only a ruler over Israel, but that he has come forth unto me. There the priestly office is declared. Do we not read that the Lord, the angel, has said unto Joseph in Matthew 1, verse 21, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. He shall come forth unto me. And then in this day he may come forth in the midst of the congregation through the preaching of the gospel. Oh, poor and needy sinners in my midst. And then look in that manger. Behold that precious child that has been wrapped in the swaddling clothes. Oh, in the swaddling clothes, the actual and original sins of his people. Oh, Bethlehem, that means the bread house. Then in our text, it may be declared that the bread of life. Oh, that effort, that means fruitfulness. For a people that has to confess that they are so unfruitful and barren, that bitter lamentations. Then in our text words, it may be declared that he shall come forth unto me, forth unto the Father, forth for the Father, for his glory, and that the Father, that there may be sons and daughters, that may be given to sing his praises. Thus in our text words, all the prophetical office is included, a ruler of Israel, but also forth unto me. And then in our text, then it is declared that his goings forth have been of old from everlasting. There it is declared in that manger of Bethlehem, not only assumed our human nature, but the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. There it is declared so richly, the salvation for the church that lieth so sure. Oh, we have learned, at least the older ones, the necessity that he had to be true God, but also real righteous man, whose goings forth have been from everlasting. Oh, that going forth, the manger of Bethlehem, that has its beginning in the Council of Peace. where the Trinity is counseled together concerning the salvation of the church. Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, that may be remembered in this very day in the midst of the church. All was goings forth in the Old Testament, how those goings forth they have been manifested. That the Lord, thou Bethlehem Ephratah, it has become so small, it has become so low. Think of Athaliah when she thought that she has murdered all her grandchildren. Think of Isaiah 11 verse 1, only a stem, only a root, a dry root, but thou, O Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me. Thus that word coming forth that we read two times has been from eternity in the Old Testament. That coming forth that has been realized in the birth of his dear son. He has been anointed by the Holy Ghost. He has went forth to finish the work as the servant of the Father, which the Father has laid upon him. And to that end unto me, John 17 verse 4, I have glorified thee upon the earth. I have finished the work which thou wast given me to do. Thus, O young and old, then in this day in the manger of Bethlehem, then we may behold Emmanuel, God with us. Then we may behold the Son of Righteousness. Then we may behold the bread of life that has come down from heaven, that a hungry and a thirsty people, that they may be satisfied. And now concerning those goings forth, that shall continue throughout the earth, that shall continue till the end of the world, that is goings forth, and that shall be the experience all through that child born in the manger of Bethlehem, through Emmanuel, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then his goings forth, then they shall be in the way of providence. And how dark and how impossible, in the time of persecution, then that ruler, then his goings forth they shall continue. The Lord shall manifest his almighty and stretched out arm in impossible and in distressing way. Then that ruler, he provides, he reigns over his people, that blood-bought church, because he has come forth unto me. He has satisfied justice. Emmanuel, God with us. But those goings forth, they shall also be manifested in the midst of the church. In the gathering of the church, there are still those that must be brought forth. And then the rich prophecy of the Old Testament, and may that be fulfilled in a richer measure. But in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it, and many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and he will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth to Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall continue to go forth. Do we not read in Revelation 6 verse 2 of him that sat on the white horse of victory, and that he shall continue to conquer? But thou, O Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, young and old. May I ask you once more, what does that child born in the stable, in that dark stable, and laid in the manger mean to us, mean to you? Be now honest. Has there now been a cry born concerning our sins and concerning our missing? Because remember, that child shall not always be proclaimed. The day of grace shall come to an end, it is true. If we have to die unconverted, then that message, that manger, that shall come back, and then it shall be, had I. But then it shall be forever and forever too late. And it shall be all our own fault. Oh, ask, beg the Lord that he may become your counselor and your king, and that you may need him as priest. Oh, are there souls where that has become your need? Oh, you have chosen him to be your king. And God's word and his spirit has become your counselor. But perhaps a few souls that are given to say, verse 6, that is now my picture. One that halteth, one driven out and afflicted, all to be given to experience all our efforts, a sinner still. But, oh souls, tell me, what is now the name, what does the name of Jesus mean? A savior to save good, improved, reformed and perfect people. That shall be our desire. But he has come to save his people from their sins. When we think, where has he now been born? Christ was now born in the palace. Oh, then there would be souls that have reason to despair. Because when the Lord works, and what a blessing it is when that people may continue on their way, that they be much troubled with their sins. Oh, we can speak so orthodox, but no humility and no sorrow. Tis the work of the Spirit, each time by renewal, to teach his people what sinners they remain. But he was not born in a palace, but Christ was born in a dark stable. It's a place of animals. What an encouragement. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, shall be a ruler come forth unto me. That is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been of old from everlasting. Those goings forth, they shall continue. The prophet Micah means who is like unto Jehovah, and that is declared in the last verses, because then we read in verse 18, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, Because he delighteth in mercy, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depth of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abram, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, then in this day we may remember and commemorate the words which the prophet of old has prophesied of, and then in the Old Testament there was that earnest expectation that it may be fulfilled, and it has been fulfilled. And now in this day, we may be given to remember thy wonderful works in the days of old, that thou wast given thy dear Son, whose name was called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. And then surely on such a day, may we be given young and old to examine each of our hearts, whether there has become room for that precious child, but also, Lord, in the life of thy children, how far they may come. And then it is so needful to be brought to a saving knowledge of thy dear Son, and by true saving faith to may be given to embrace him, to believe him for the pardoning of our sins, that he may be our Emmanuel. O Lord, then we have heard of precious promises in the last days. May they be fulfilled in a richer measure for us and our dear children. Wilt thou now graciously watch over us? Remember the family circles. Grant traveling mercies. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 200, and let us only sing 1 and 4. Christ shall have dominion over land and sea, earth's remotest regions, as shall his empire be. And what follows, and we announce that the mission calendars are at the exit. Psalter 200, only 1 and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.